Bethany Wilson.
All right. And Bethany, are you from the Chillicothe area?
I live there now, yes.
Okay. All right. Now, before we get started, how about tell me one more time, who's putting on this benefit for you and why is it ending up the way that it has?
I'm putting it on for myself because I don't know a whole lot of people in Chillicothe or the surrounding area. And so I really couldn't find anybody that could do it for me.
And tell us, what are you raising money for at this event?
It's to help me get on the transplant list for a kidney. I've been on dialysis for 2.5 years. And I just got the go-ahead to list for a kidney transplant. But to do that, I have to have a lot of dental work done because my teeth have to be in really good health. And I have to have several tests run. A lot of my medical is covered by my insurance, but dental and transportation are not.
Gotcha. Now, do you have any idea at this time how much in medical bills that you could be facing right now?
In dental alone, it's probably going to be over $1,000.
Okay. Now, tell me, how about let's talk about this event since we have an idea of just one bill that you've got coming up. Tell me when and where this benefit is going to take place.
Okay. It is going to be October 25th. That's a Friday, next Friday to be exact. It's going to be at the Old Catfish House. Out on Highway 36, which has been donated to us for the evening. It'll start at 5 o'clock when we'll open the silent auction. And we have donations from over 30 sponsors. So we have a lot of variety. We're going to have a spaghetti dinner, and that we'll start serving that at 6 o'clock.
And how much are you asking for people for the spaghetti dinner?
It's free will donation.
All right. And then do you have an idea of just some of the things that we might be looking to bid on at this auction?
Oh, yeah. We have a couple of really, really great prizes or donations.
Uh-huh.
One is from Anytime Fitness, and it's $150 value. It's 3 months free membership. 3 months free tanning that goes along with the membership, a t-shirt, 2 books, I'm not sure the titles of the books, but they're about health and fitness, a small towel to, like, wipe your face with when you're working out, and a bag to carry it all in. And then we have a donation from Brown & Crouppen Law Firm, which is a Kindle package, and it's also worth about $150. It includes a Kindle, a case for the Kindle, an adapter cord, and a $25 Amazon.com gift certificate. Another item that we have is we're going to have a basket from Francine's Bakery there in Chillicothe. We have a purse from Hometown Pharmacy that's really beautiful, and it's a $40 value. We have various gift certificates from restaurants all over Chillicothe. We have a bowling package from Fast Lane. We have some dog food from one of the veterinarians, from Young Veterinarian. We have a gift certificate for a balloon sculpture from, oh my goodness, now I can't think of the name of the party place, but it's there in Chillicothe. You got me at a loss for words here.
You're all right.
Excuse me.
It does sound like you do have a great variety of things for people to bid on.
Yeah, we do. We really do.
Fantastic. Now, how long have you been in the area?
I moved to Chillicothe in April of 2009.
And where did you move from?
Louisiana.
Wow, what... Is it a big change for you?
Yeah, it really is. I lived in Missouri for about 15 years before I ended up in Louisiana, but I was down in southwest Missouri, near Springfield and Joplin. Louisiana is just, it's like a whole nother world. The people there are really cool, but it's just really, really different.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, the further south you get down, even right down in there into Arkansas, it does start getting a little bit different.
Yeah.
Down there.
Yeah. And down in Louisiana, they have, they have those accents that are so pretty and so neat. But when you first move down there, it's really hard to understand them.
Yes, it is. You're like, what was that? You said what?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Bethany, if anybody has any other questions or they'd like more information about this event, or say we can't even make it to this event, but we would still like to donate to your cause, how mm-hmm. can we get a hold of you, or where would you like us to send donations to?
They'd be welcome to call me. My phone number is 660-247-0334. Or they can contact me at my home address, which is 1114 Jackson Street in Chile.
Great. Now,
the one.
Fantastic. Now, do you have a way to get back and forth to your appointments?
Some of my appointments I go by Oats Transportation, which is really awesome, but because of the insurance that I have, because I have Medicare, Medicaid, they won't let my caregiver go with me without a doctor's prescription. And really, when it has to do with, like, my dental work and the testing, I really need him there because it's hard for me, one, to get around a little bit. I am disabled. But also because my memory is not the best, and I really need his memory to help me keep in mind the things that I have to do.
And is that somebody that's there with you on a regular basis all day long?
Yes, it's my fiancé. His name is Luke, and he's been my 24/7 caregiver for 4 years now.
Aw, what a doll.
He is. I can't say enough about how darling he really is. He literally saved my life.
That's fantastic. Well, and how long and you guys have been together for how long?
We've been together since April 2009 when I came up here.
Wow.
I actually came up here to be with him.
That's a long trot for a gentleman.
Oh. It is, but you know what? It's been worth it.
Well, that's good. I bet he'd be glad to hear that. He's probably sitting right there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Time to go outside so you can tell what you really feel. No, I'm just kidding. And Bethany, just out of curiosity, how old are you?
I am 50 years old.
Wow, you're still a young pup.
Sometimes I feel young, sometimes I feel 150. But having kidney disease, and this is something I wanted to say something about. Having kidney disease has been a major setback in my life. Being on dialysis is really not fun at all. It's very time-consuming. It's very hard on the body. And I can't say enough. Go and get your kidney function checked every year. Every single year, whether you're showing symptoms or not, you need to have that kidney function checked because it doesn't take much to damage your kidneys.
Now, is it cancer that you have, or is it just a kidney disease that you have?
I have end-stage renal disease. It's not cancer. It basically just means that my kidneys have quit functioning. And it was caused, they think it was caused by my being diabetic for so long. And then I had high blood pressure for a couple of years on top of that. And they think that that's what destroyed my kidneys.
And so that's why you're wanting to go on the donor list, right?
Yes.
will you have to have both or just one replaced?
They only replace with one.
Okay.
They leave your kidneys there and put a new kidney in, and then they reroute everything to the new kidney, and the new kidney takes over the function of what the two kidneys were doing when they were healthy.
Gotcha. I understand. Wow, I learned something from you today. How about that?
Well, good. And hopefully somebody else will too, because really, I'm very adamant that people need to get their kidney functions checked. It's a simple blood test. Once a year, it really isn't that hard to do, and it could keep you from being in my position.
Now, is it something that you have to ask your doctor for? I mean, did you have to ask your doctor for that test, or was there symptoms, that signs that he thought something might not be right?
I actually had symptoms for a year before I ended up in the hospital with congestive heart failure. And then they discovered that it wasn't actually congestive heart failure, it was kidney failure.
Oh, my.
So, see, I didn't have any idea. I had no clue that my kidneys were even in danger. And that's why now I'm very much an advocate of getting your kidneys checked. And yes, you have to ask for them to check it.
Okay. All right. Miss Bethany, is there anything else that you would like to add before I let you get off the phone for the evening?
I would really like to thank all the people who have donated to our silent auction and those that have been putting in time, because I have a few friends that have been helping me.
Uh-huh.
That have been putting in time with me, getting donations and talking to people and passing out flyers. And I would really like to thank you guys at the radio station for contacting me about this and for advertising it for me, because it really is important to me that we have a good turnout. And one other thing I forgot to mention, we will be having games at the function. For the kids.
Okay.
And there will be small prizes handed out for the winners and such. So it's a family function. There will be no alcohol. And everybody is welcome to come, and we'd love to see everybody out.
Fantastic. And most of it is free will donation. What about if somebody has something to donate still to the silent auction? Will you accept donations for that still? Or do you have
yes,
it all set?
Yes, I'll accept donations up till the day that we have the auction.
Okay, and again, they can either contact you by phone or drop things off at the house. Is that correct?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. I just want to be really careful about what information I put out there for you.
Yeah, and that's fine, because I was going to put my address and phone number on the flyer. I just didn't have room for it.
Gotcha. That's okay. It's getting ready to go up on our community calendar, actually, if you
okay,
don't mind.
Great.
If you're fine with me putting the phone number up on our community calendar, then I'm going to go ahead and do that now.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
I would appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was thinking about putting your address on there, but being that it's the internet, I don't know if I...
Well, if you put my phone number up, they can always call me and get the address. That'll be fine.
Okay, that'll be good. I just don't feel comfortable, even though I'm in radio, I don't feel comfortable putting private home addresses on the,
right.
You know what I mean?
I understand entirely.
Okay, great. And Bethany, if you have anything else come up that you need help with getting the word out, please, please feel free to give us a call here, okay?
I will certainly do that. I will.
Absolutely. And I can give you an email.
I'll probably be having another fundraiser in about 6 months or so.
Okay.
Depending on how much we can get from this one. And how much of my dental work it covers, because I know my dental work is going to be over $1,000.
Is that the main thing that you're focused on for this
right
event?
Now it is, yes.
Okay. Okay. Is we're wanting to get your dental work done so that you can get put on the donor list?
Yes.
Okay.
And what that entails is I have to have all my teeth pulled, basically.
Ouch.
And then get dentures. So... we're looking at a big chunk of money here.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like too much fun.
No, but you know what? It's worth it. It's worth it.
Well, and you'll have fun raising the money, too.
Yeah, we're going to have a blast that night. We really are.
And it's going to be an all-day event, right?
From 5 o'clock till 9 o'clock.
So just a couple hours, 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours.
Okay.
The bidding will close at 8 on the silent auction. And then we'll be handing out whoever won, what, you know, handing out what they won to them.
Okay.
And we'll close up at 9.
All right. Sounds good. Would you like our emails here in case you have anything else come up? And you've got my number, too.
I actually have your email.
Oh, I did put it in that message, didn't I?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. I was so hoping that you would get that since it was on that change, on the change.org website.
It was really funny that you should send it through that because I almost deleted it without looking at it.
Oh.
And then I saw it was from KNZU. And I'm like, oh, wait.
No, please answer me.
I opened it up immediately and read it, and I called you right away.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you calling me because I had a great time trying to figure out how to get a hold of you.
Oh, well, you did a good job.
Woohoo! Next weekend. And please keep me posted. If you have anything else, feel free to call us or email us, okay?
I sure will. And there is one other thing I can tell you.
Sure.
We will have T-shirts available that will have our sponsors up to date. Anyone that donates now won't be on the T-shirt because the T-shirts have already gone to print so that we could get them printed the day before, get them back the day before the auction.
Okay.
But everybody that had donated up to Monday is on that T-shirt.
And how much are you asking for the T-shirts?
$10 for children and $12.50 for adults.
Fantastic. Sounds good. We'll get that thrown in there, too.
Okay, great.